Okay, Money, Possessions, and Eternity. I wrote the original version of that book, actually came out in 1989. Then I thoroughly revised it in 2004 or something like that. What inspired me really to write that book was looking around me, and including looking at my own life, and saying, I really need, and I think Christians really need, a big picture of what God says in His Word about money and possessions. And it needs to be not just a book on budgeting, not just a book on getting out of debt, not just a book on saving and retirement. And there were a number of Christian books who had come out on these subjects. But looking at it through the eyes of eternity, looking at our present lives and the money and possessions God has entrusted to our care, we are God's money managers, and that's what Money, Possessions, and Eternity is about. And then it's about eternal rewards and that viewing what God has given us in the light of eternity. And I think it was just the recognition that we need instruction on this. I was a pastor at the time when I first wrote it, and I just saw a lot of people, and again, including myself, making decisions as if it all belonged to us, instead of it all belongs to God. And the question is, you know, if it all belongs to me, I have the right to do whatever I want to with it. But if it really belongs to God, then I better ask Him what He wants me to do with it. And that's where investing in eternity comes in, that laying up treasures in heaven in my little book, The Treasure Principle. That book has sold 1.5 million copies now. It's amazing. But God's got it into many hands. And by the way, the royalties from all of these books, 100% of the royalties from all these books, goes to world missions, Feed the Poor, the Hungry. And this is where I think we need to think more in terms of how can we get more of God's assets invested in His kingdom, because that's where it's going to pay off. We're going to leave all this behind. It's kind of like Confederate currency in the old South. If you know the North's going to win the war, and it's just about to win, and you know that your trunk fulls of Confederate currency aren't going to be worth anything, probably a good idea to use them now while they still have value to do something with it that's going to outlast the old realm. And that's how it is here. You know, you can't take it with you. So let's use it well for the glory of God.